Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN Radio. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball between two California League Northern Division foes. It's a matchup between the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and the Colorado Rockies. Well, your Fresno Grizzlies started last night with a big 7-2 win over Modesto. Fresno won their 6th straight game against Modesto, with the last two contests ending 7-2. The Grizzlies improved to a minor league best 16-3 in the second half, 19-4 in their last 23 games, 29-7 in their last 36 contests. In Fresno's last 7 losses, 5 of them, the team scored exactly 2 runs. Fresno now moved to 11-2 in July and 25-3 when allowing 3 runs or fewer, 16-0 at home. The Grizzlies, despite falling behind early, came back after a 2-run 5th inning. Bryant Bettencourt, a 2-out bloop single, gave the Grizzlies the lead. And then Jamari Baylor scoring on a Jake Snyder single. Baylor doubled to lead off the inning in the 6th. And then the Grizzlies would add 4 runs in the 8th inning after bringing 10 batters to the dish. E.J. Andrews Jr., a 2-run double in the frame. Skylar Messenger had a bases-loaded walk. Andy Perez scored on a Jake Snyder single as well. Both Snyder and Andrews Jr. smoked doubles, drove in a pair of runs, scored 2 times each, yielded a walk apiece as well. Deion Jorge extended his hit streak to 8 games after a 2-hit night. Michael Persecki won his 7th game of the year after 5 2/3 innings of work. He allowed 1 run that was unearned on 5 hits and 1 walk. He punched out 6. Righty Carlos Torres chucked a career-high 2 1/3 shutout frame, striking out 3. He also induced a big double play in the 8th inning. Torres, now in 5 games against Modesto, is 1-0 with 1 hold and a 0 ERA. Over 10 scoreless innings, Torres has allowed 7 hits and 2 walks while striking out 11 against Modesto in 2023. So the Grizzlies, a big win last night, a little bit of everything by their offense and pitching staff. The Grizzlies come in with a minor league best 16-3 record in the second half. They have a California League best 52-33 overall record as they look to get back into the playoffs. The San Jose Giants would be their matchup in the divisional round. The Grizzlies hold a 5-game lead over San Jose for the best record in the California League. They also have a 9-game lead on both Modesto, San Jose, and Stockton in the second half. Modesto 7-12 in the second half. They are 41-44 overall, 11 games back of the Grizzlies in the California League North Division. So we have a great matchup tonight, though, as we have a pair of right-handers on the bump. We'll start with Modesto. They give the ball to the side-armer in Tyler Cleveland, a 7-5 record, a 4.91 ERA for the Central Arkansas product. Cleveland, his 3rd start against the Grizzlies this season. On the other side, the Grizzlies give the ball to Anderson Pilar, who will make his 2nd start in a Fresno uniform. His 3rd start all time with the Grizzlies. The former 2021 right-hander back with Fresno this year, 7-0 all time in a Grizzlies uniform. He is 1-0 with no ERA coming into tonight's contest. He will get the ball for Fresno. So a great pitching matchup of Cleveland and Pilar. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies catcher Cody Huff, and we talked a little bit of everything, including how he calls games, whether it's himself or the pitching coach calling the balls and strikes. We also talked about his relationship with catcher Bryant Bettencourt, and we also talked about his dad, who is a scout in the Baltimore Orioles system, and his dad actually got to watch Cody Huff play in Modesto earlier this season. Our pregame guest is catcher Cody Huff. We come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chancy Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better.
George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Interview with Grizzlies catcher Cody Huff in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies catcher Cody Huff, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, no problem.
So first question I have for you. So talk a little bit about your upbringing. Your dad played a little bit of baseball as well. He's a scout right now, and your brother's played as well. Talk about your upbringing with baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in a baseball family. Been around baseball for as long as I can remember, playing, watching, all the above, you know. Yeah, my dad's been a scout for over 20 years, so I've, you know, seen a lot of professional baseball from a young age, and that really inspired me growing up to kind of create my own journey in pro ball.
We were in Modesto a couple weeks ago, and your dad was there scouting you. How weird is it knowing that your dad was scouting you? Shouldn't he know everything about you?
Yeah, no, it was, I'm just glad he's able to see me play, first of all. But, no, it's definitely a funny dynamic, you know. He's there doing his job, but he also gets to watch me play a little bit. So, yeah, I'm grateful for that.
You know, and let's talk about the team right now. And you specifically, beginning the year, you actually had 5 hits in a game, which is one away from a Grizzlies single-season record, too. And that record right now with the 5 hits still stands among this team. How has the season gone for you? It started really well, and you've continued to grow into a really good hitter.
Yeah, it definitely started really well those first few weeks, and then I hit a pretty good downturn for a little while, and that's just part of it, you know, part of the ups and downs of a long season. And I think what's helped me grow as a hitter and grow as a person is just kind of accepting those ups and downs and knowing that at the end of the year, you know, things are going to turn out how they are. And that's helped me kind of show up every day, get good work in, and continue to improve. And I feel like I'm in a good spot now moving forward.
And right now you're on a 5-game hit streak, which is actually the second longest on the team, and your personal long this year so far too. What are you seeing at the plate recently that's helped you?
I'm just trying to keep it as simple as possible. You know, hitting is hard enough, and the simpler you can make it, the better off you're going to be, especially facing good stuff and good arms day in and day out. Really the best thing you can do is just try and find something simple and stick to it.
And then also on top of it too, yeah, you have to play some defense as well, blocking a lot of balls, facing a lot of really good arms out of the Grizzlies pen as well. How fun is it catching these Grizzlies pitchers?
It's a ton of fun. I mean, we have a great staff from starters to the bullpen, and a lot of good arms with good stuff, and it's been a lot of fun to me to develop a relationship with each and every guy and kind of learn what makes them tick. And I feel like, you know, I'm learning every day about them, and, you know, I really take pride in trying to get the best out of them. So it's been a really fun year.
And you guys get to work on a game plan with pitching coach Mark Brewer. Now, do you call the game? Do the pitchers do? Is it a mix of both Mark and the pitchers and you, or is it just you calling the game?
Yeah. So, I mean, before the game, we'll kind of go over what kind of our plan of attack is. You know, it's a balance of, you know, pitcher strengths, hitter's weakness, and you kind of develop a game plan that way. No, it's me calling every pitch, but a pitcher, they have the right to shake off any pitch that they want. And at the end of the day, you know, it's them throwing it. So, you know, I'm not stubborn that I necessarily have the right pitch all the time. So yeah, it's for sure a give and take relationship, but as the year's gone on and I've developed more trust from those guys, then, you know, there's a lot less disagreeing.
No, absolutely. And you actually have a lot of great teammates on the catcher side as well, Jesus Ordonez and Brian Betancourt, but both guys are Latin players. And so I've heard a lot of things that you actually are learning to speak Spanish and have a good relationship with these guys as well, helping Betancourt especially grow as a player here in the U.S.
Yeah. So I studied Spanish a little bit in high school and for 1 year in college. And, you know, I tried my best to take it seriously because I was hoping one day to get the opportunity to play pro ball. And I had been told that knowing Spanish was a huge advantage, especially as a catcher, you know, being able to kind of overcome that language barrier. And yeah, that's helped me develop personal relationships with all the Latin guys on our team too, the position players and pitchers, and especially Betancourt and Ordonez, my fellow catchers. And so yeah, that's been really beneficial for me, being able to speak with them and kind of get to know them individually. And you know, it's really helped our group together work well. and make improvements.
And now the draft just happened as well. You were a seventh round draft pick in 2022. How excited are you that these guys could be joining you soon and getting to catch a lot of really good pitchers like Dolander and Sullivan?
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. You know, the draft was an exciting time, and you know, I know for me personally, I was really anxious to get going and see what I could do. And yeah, it'll be nice to have the next wave of guys rolling through.
Well, Cody, thank you so much for joining us on the interview. We'll talk to you soon.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories.
Good evening, Growlifornia. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number one, score more than three runs. The Grizzlies are 48-13 when scoring more than three runs in a game this season. Key number two, Pillar pitches at least five innings. Anderson Pillar has won both of his Fresno starts when he goes five innings. And key number three, score late and often. The Grizzlies scored four runs in the eighth inning last night. This season, the Grizzlies have scored 38% of their runs in innings 7-9. Let's keep things rolling. Back to you, Brandon.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 2023.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for game two of six between the visiting Modesto Nuts and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on 790 ESPN, Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball between two California League North Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and your Colorado Rockies. A big thank you to our pregame guest, Cody Huff, for joining us on the show. And a lot of fun to talk to our Grizzlies catcher in Cody Huff. As you just heard, also our keys to the game tonight. Very important. Last night, we did very well in our keys to the game. Tonight, as you just heard, score more than three runs. Pillar needs to pitch at least five innings. And the Grizzlies need to score late and often. Our keys to the game tonight. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Modesto Nuts under first-year manager Zach Vinci. Modesto, a 41-44 overall record. They are 7-12 in the second half. That 7-12 mark is tied for second place with both Stockton and San Jose. Leading off and playing right field, number 15, Bill Knight. Batting second, the shortstop, number 14, Michael Arroyo. Batting third will be the left fielder, number 8, Colin Davis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 12, Gabe Moncada. Batting fifth, at third base, number 19, Josh Hood. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 10, Tatum Levins. Batting seventh, the DH, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 35, Justin Levy. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 23, Curtis Washington Jr. And on the bump for the Modesto Nuts is the right-hander, number 31, Tyler Cleveland, a 7-5 record, a 4.91 ERA. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, the Grizzlies, 52-33, a 16-3 record in the second half, the 16-3 record, the best in minor league baseball. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting second, the catcher, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting third at first base, number 5, Skylar Messenger. Batting fourth at second base, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth at third base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth in center field, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh, the DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, number 15, Parker Kelly. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 18, Anderson Pilar, a 1-0 record, no ERA. So once again, the Toyota lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies, Jorge Betancourt Messenger, Baylor, Andy Perez, Bugarin, Snyder, Kelly, Andrews Jr., and Pilar on the bump. Our home plate umpire this evening is Nate Hall. Over on the bases is David Sabal. The Grizzlies, they are in their white unis this evening. They're also wearing their white cap with the red bill. They have the California Bear on top of that white cap. They have Fresno written in red across the front with red numbers in the back. Modesto, they're in their black unis. They have the gold lettering on the back, but on the front they are red letters. They have Nuts written across the front of their black jersey. They actually have Modesto written across the front of their black jersey, excuse me. They have the Nuts logo on top of their black caps with the black bill, as well as Modesto and Fresno get ready for first pitch. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio, Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
It's the Chuck Chancey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th,
Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you.
A great national anthem to get us set for Wednesday night baseball, game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN Radio. My name is Stephen Rice, and we are in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park as we get set for baseball this evening as the Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Colorado Rockies, get set for battle. A battle between two California League North Division foes. The Grizzlies, winners of 6 in a row against Modesto. Fresno, 16-3 in the second half. The best record in all of minor league baseball. They get ready to take on a very aggressive Modesto Nuts lineup and a very good staff of the Nuts. Right-hand pitcher Anderson Pilar gets the ball for the Grizzlies. A 1-0 record, no ERA. His second start with the Grizzlies in 2023. Pilar, part of the 2021 Grizzlies roster, is back after battling an injury earlier this season. He was down in the Arizona Complex League rehabbing, and now with the Grizzlies as he's working back to full strength. Pilar, a very good pitcher, 7-0 in his Grizzlies career. Mainly a reliever, but in the rotation for Fresno as he'll take on Bill Knight to lead things off. A beautiful Wednesday evening here at Chuck Chansey Park. Pilar will work from the stretch. And here comes the first pitch of tonight's game. And it's inside and it hits Bill Knight and we are underway. A hit by pitch to start tonight's contest. Not exactly how Pilar wanted to start his evening. First pitch at 6:56 p.m. It is 101 degrees, clear skies, 9 mph winds out to right field. As here comes the first pitch to Michael Arroyo, and it is low and outside. And the count of 1-0. Again, 101 degrees. Here comes the 1-0 now, and a check on the runner in Knight. He's back safely. We already have shadows here on the diamond, but the majority of the outfield still in the sun. Plenty in center field where Jesus Bugarin is roaming. Here comes the 1-0. And that is a called strike. And the count now at 1-1. A cutter, sinker, slider, and changeup for Anderson Pilar. Here comes the 1-1 pitch right here from the right-hander. Knight leads from first and a check on him. He's back safely. But again for Pilar, a cutter, a sinker, a slider, and a changeup for him. So four pitch mix. Here comes his 1-1. And that is a lot of movement. The pitch to second, or the throw to second, goes into center field. And staying at second is Bill Knight. A stolen base. And just like that, a runner at second base with nobody down. The count at 2-1 now to Michael Arroyo. So Bill Knight hit by the pitch. Now a stolen base. First stolen base of the series for Modesto. So now runner in scoring position as Michael Arroyo will try to get something going. Now we'll have a mound visit between Bryant Betancourt and Anderson Pilar early on here in this contest, making sure they don't get mixed up on any pitches. The home plate umpire is Nate Hall. Over on the bases is David Sabal. Bryant Betancourt and Anderson Pilar are the battery mates for Fresno. Count 2-1 here in the top of the first, just underway. Pilar will come set once again. Here comes his 2-1 offering. And that's up the middle and off Pilar's glove. This is going to be a tough play with Arroyo's speed, and Arroyo will reach. Pilar tried getting into his glove, and it bounced away at the last second. So Arroyo will reach. I believe that's going to be a single. It was a tough play up the middle and bounced off of Pilar's glove. Really did not have a chance to make a throw over. It is going to be a single for Arroyo. So now runners at first and second with no one down. And here's left fielder Colin Davis. Davis He's had a great season so far, one of the most powerful hitters in this Modesto lineup, batting 248 with 9 homers, 32 RBI. He has a grand slam among his 9 homers. That came against Fresno at John Thurman Field in the first inning against Connor Stain earlier this year. So here's the pitch to Davis, and it's a line drive, base hits a left field, a breaking ball hangs. And up with it and throwing it in now is the left fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr. So Davis a single, up to second Arroyo, Knight to third, and just like that, bases loaded with no outs for the first baseman in Gabe Moncada. Now Anderson Pilar, this is his third start ever with the Grizzlies, and his first two outings, no runs allowed. As the Grizzlies will concede a run here, they'll play back defensively on the infield. As here's Gabe Moncada now, batting 261 with 8 homers. Here's the pitch, and that is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Good breaking ball there from Pilar. Looked like the slider as the count is at 0-1. The Grizzlies fell behind in the first inning last night as well. Here comes the 0-1. That is high. The count now at 1-1. Good pitch right there from Pilar. And 93 up in the zone. Trying to get Moncada to chase after it. Moncada, 38 RBI, a 790 OPS. Was on the shelf for a little bit this season for Modesto. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike. Perfectly placed on the outside part of the plate. The count now at 1-2. As Pilar now looking for a big strikeout right here of Gabe Moncada as Josh Hood awaits on deck. 1-2. Here comes the pitch. And that is swung on and missed down in the zone. Betancourt stops it. Moncada is down on strikes. A big first out, a big first strikeout for Pilar. And now bases loaded with one out for the third baseman in Josh Hood. Lots of movement on that pitch there from Pilar down and in. So now bases loaded with one out and a double play gets out of the inning here. Grizzlies turned two last night. Pilar will come set against Josh Hood, who's batting 257. Here's the pitch. And that is outside for a ball. The count at 1-0. Josh Hood has 6 homers, 37 RBI, a 726 OPS. One of the top prospects in the Mariners system. Here comes the 1-0 to Josh Hood. And that is a called strike. Good breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. The count now at 1-1. Looked like the slider again from Pilar. The right-hander trying to get out of this inning. A double play would do so. Here comes the 1-1 pitch now to Hood. And that's a blooper out to center field. Bougarin does not see it, and it drops in front of him. This will score a run. Here comes the second. And just like that, the Nuts have a 2-0 lead. Josh Hood, a single to center. Jesus Bougarin did not see the ball. He put his glove up, and it was a little too late as it drops about 10 feet in front of him. Knight scores. Arroyo scores. Up to second goes Davis. 3 hits and 2 runs now. 1 out still in the inning. And here's the catcher in Tatum Levins. And for the second straight game, Modesto out in front first. As Pilar will come set. Here comes the 1-1. Or here comes the first pitch. It's just called ball low. The count at 1-0. But as we said, there is sun out in center field, and Jesus Bougarin, I believe he has shades on, did not see that ball off the bat. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a call strike. Now 1-1 from Anderson Pilar. 2-0 Modesto here in the top of the first inning on 3 singles and a hit by pitch. 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And that's a high chopper. Foul as Messenger picks it up towards the first base line. The count now at 1-2. Tatum Levins batting 261. He has 6 homers, 34 RBI, an 814 OPS. Levin's part of a great duo of catchers on this Modesto roster. Here comes the 1-2 now. And that is swung on and missed, a slider in on the hands. And Levin's, apparently he said fouled it off, actually. Apparently got a piece of it, as Bencourt saying he was out, and Levin's will walk back towards the dugout. I think Levin's thought he fouled it off, and he was called out on strikes, as Bencourt putting up two outs on his hands. So Levin's down on strikes, a little bit of a late one there, but two away now. And here comes the DH, Milcar Perez, with runners at first and second. Here in the top of the first. Glad you could join us. Modesto leads Fresno 2-0. Here comes the pitch from Pilar. Breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. And Pilar back to that breaking ball that he has not only started batters with, but he's also finished at-bats with. And we'll see if he goes right back to that really good breaking ball. Here comes the 0-1. And another breaking ball, this time inside. The count now at 1-1. Pilar has stayed away from a little bit of the speed so far, as Modesto has been swinging early and often. Here comes the 1-1 now from Pilar. And a breaking ball, and that will be chopped foul. And the count now at 1-2. A hit by pitch. And then a ball back to Pilar that bounced off his glove. That was going to be a tough play as a whole. Then Davis a single to left field. And then Josh Hood a single to center that Jesus Bugreen never saw off the bat. Never made a move for the ball. Put up his glove in hopeful anticipation. As here's the 1-2 and a line drive. One bouncer bounces off of Baylor. The throw to first. A dig by Messenger. And it's in time to end the inning. A hard ball, and Baylor stays with it at second over to Messenger in time. But Modesto scores two runs off of three singles and a hit by pitch. We had the bomb the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the first inning. The Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 2-0. As Dion Jorge will lead things off. Jorge batting 357 as the first pitch from the sidearmer Tyler Cleveland's outside. The count at 1-0. Cleveland, a 7-5 record, a 4.91 ERA, as that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. Good off-speed pitch there from Cleveland. Already back up, ready to throw. Here comes the 1-1 from Tyler Cleveland. And a breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count now at 1-2. Jorge, no home runs yet, 6 RBI on an 8-game hit streak, as here's the 1-2, and a check swing, he did go around, down on strikes in Cleveland. One batter, one strikeout, as here comes the catcher in Bryant Bettencourt. Bryant Bettencourt batting 246, he has one homer, 36 RBI, a 656 OPS. Here's the pitch. That is inside. The count at 1-0. Here comes the 1-0. And that is outside. The count now at 2-0. From Tyler Cleveland, who's already back on the bump, ready to go. Here comes the pitch from the side armor. And that is inside, and Bancourt gets out of the way. The count now at 3-0. Here in the bottom of the first inning. Downtown Fresno, California, a beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. The 3-0 is in there for a strike. The count at 3-1. Good pitch from Cleveland, nipping the inside part of the plate. Count at 3-0. Here comes the pitch. And that's a ground ball to the third baseman. Hood over to first in time, and Bancourt is retired. It goes 5-3. Two outs now, and here comes the first baseman in Skylar Messenger. As Cleveland now two quick outs here in the bottom of the first. The Grizzlies trail 2-0. Here comes the pitch from Cleveland, and Messenger takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. Skylar Messenger is batting 279. 9 homers, 49 RBI, an 876 OPS. Here's the 0-1, and that is high for a ball. The count at 1-1. Messenger, the most home runs by an active Grizzlies player, as that's a blooper, and it will go foul. And the count now at 1-2. Messenger last night, 0-3 with a pair of walks. He's behind the count now, 1-2. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. And the count now at 2-2. Good spot there from the side armor, Cleveland. Here comes the 2-2 offering, and that is way outside. The count now full 3-2. And the right-hander in Cleveland, already back on the bump. Here comes his 3-2, and that is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Cleveland with a pair of strikeouts. We had the top of the second, 2-0. Modesto leads Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5
223. For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. We're in the top of the second inning, 2-0 Modesto leads Fresno. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chancy Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChukchansiGold.com. You must be 21. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed by Justin Levy, and his bat goes flying towards the backstop, and the count now at 1-1. Here in the top of the second inning. Again, we'd like to thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Here on July 19th. Here comes the 1-1 to Justin Levy. And that's a called strike. And the count now at 1-2 from Anderson Pilar. The Nuts lead the Grizzlies 2-0 here in the top of the second. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And that is swung on and missed. Pilar, his third strikeout of the game. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. One out now, and here comes the speedy center fielder in Curtis Washington Jr. Washington Jr. batting 199 this year. But we have seen the speed from Washington Jr. not only at the plate, but also defensively. No home runs, 14 RBI, but known for bunts and slap hits as he looks to bunt there, and it is fouled off. The count at 0-1, just on cue, Curtis Washington Jr. A lot of scouts comparing him to Billy Hamilton, who has plenty of big league time, but mainly as a pinch runner. Here comes the 0-1 to Washington Jr., and that is just outside. The count at 1-1. Washington Jr. was drafted in the 19th round by the Mariners last season, pick number 576. Here comes the 1-1 to Washington Jr. It's down. The count now at 2-2. Washington Jr. also a lot of stolen bases this year. So Pilar would love to keep him off base. Down at 2-1 now. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Pilar. And that is a high chopper, and it will go foul. And the count now at 2-2 here in the top of the second. Modesto an early lead after a 3-hit first inning. That scored a pair of runs. Bill Knight and Michael Arroyo scoring. Bill Knight awaits on deck. Count at 2-2 here to Washington Jr. A 544 OPS for him. Here comes the 2-2 now. And that is a high chopper back to Pilar. He will throw it over to Messenger for the out. It goes 1-3 with two away. Here comes the right fielder in Bill Knight. And Washington Jr., despite the chopper back to Pilar, Pilar, knowing the speed, had to throw the ball quickly over to first. Well, Washington Jr. is retired. So now two outs for Bill Knight, who was hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored back in the first inning. Batting 325, here comes the pitch from Pilar, and a breaking ball inside. The count at 1-0 for Anderson Pilar, who is making his second appearance this season. A 1-0 record, no ERA. He's finally allowed some runs, though. ERA now at 2.70. Here comes the 1-0, and that's in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. Looked like the fastball there, a cutter from him. Pilar's last outing came on July 8th versus San Jose. Here comes the 1-1, and a check swing. Did he go? He did not. The count now at 2-1. Pilar, 5 scoreless innings, allowed 3 hits and 3 walks while striking out 6. The Grizzlies winning 8-0. It was, at the time, the fourth shutout of 2023 by Fresno pitching. As that ball runs inside, the count now at 3-1. It tied his mark from his only other start with Fresno. That was on August 8th, 2021 at Visalia because of a smoke delay. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside, ball 4, and a 2-out walk to Bill Knight. First walk issued by Pilar, and here comes Michael Arroyo, a single and a run back in the first inning. But again, it was a spot start for Pilar on August 8th, 2021 at Visalia. It's now his third start ever with the Grizzlies. And only, as there goes Bill Knight, the throw to second by Bencourt, the tag, and he is safe. Baylor, good tag applied, but Knight is in there again. His second stolen base of the game. So now runner at second with two outs. It was a strike to O'Royal, so count it 0-1. But Pilar, this is his third start with Fresno in his career, his 11th career start as well, over 167 games in his career, 278 and two-thirds innings of work for Pilar. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-1. A career 2.65 ERA as well for Pilar, who's in his eighth professional season after signing as an international undrafted free agent in 2015. Here comes the 1-1 from Pilar, and that is fouled off. The count at 1-2. Pilar is 6'2", 210 pounds. Last year played at High A Spokane. Pilar is 25 years old from Villa Isabella, Dominican Republic. Down at 1-2 to Michael Arroyo as Pilar looking to get out of the inning unscathed. Here comes the pitch. And it's outside for a ball, and the count now at 2-2. Pilar started the year with the ACO Rockies, working back from an injury. 7 appearances, 3 starts. He went 2-0 with 2 holds and a 0.47 ERA as his 2-2 runs outside. And the count now full 3-2. 19 innings, allowed 1 earned run, and had 25 strikeouts. Added to the Grizzlies roster on July 8th. As here comes the 3-2 now to Arroyo. And that's a high fly ball into center field. Boo Green coming in. And he is there to make the catch. And that will end the inning. Pilar clean. Top of the second. We had the bottom half. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 2-0, Modesto leads Fresno as Jamari Baylor will stride to the plate. Baylor batting 323 with 7 homers, 24 RBI, a 1.078 OPS as the first pitch from the sidearm Cleveland is in there for a strike, the count at 0-1. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Boston House of Pizza for providing tonight's press box food. Boston House of Pizza is now open in Fresno on North Cedar Avenue. Experience their Eastern-style pizza, sandwiches, and more. Here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off the count at 1-2. You can give them a call at 559-449-3880 for all your Boston House of Pizza needs. Boston House of Pizza, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's Press Box Food here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the 1-2 to Baylor, and that is outside. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Good off-speed pitch from Tyler Cleveland. Count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch way outside. And the count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes for Tyler Cleveland, who is appearing in his 17th game, his 13th start. Here comes the 3-2, and that is a high chopper, and it will go foul. And we'll do it again with the same count. A 7-5 record, a 4.91 ERA for Tyler Cleveland. Born in Little Rock, Arkansas on September 9th, 1999. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate, and Baylor becomes the third strikeout victim of Cleveland's. One out, and here comes the third baseman in Andy Perez. Andy Perez on a 7-game hit streak has hit safely in 17 of his last 19 contests and 14 of his last 15. Here comes the pitch, and Perez swinging a miss to count at 0-1. Tyler Cleveland drafted in the 14th round, pick number 426 in 2022 by the Mariners. As that's a called strike, quickly 0-2 to Perez from Central Arkansas. Making his third start against the Grizzlies here in 2023. As that's a line drive out to right field, and that ball will get down. Perez extends his hit streak. He will stop at first base as he takes a big turn. And Andy Perez extends his hit streak to 8 games. He has now hit safely in 18 of his last 20. The first hit for Fresno. And with one out, here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. Tyler Cleveland, as we said, is a sidearm pitcher. Now, being a sidearm pitcher can be really fun, but also very tough. As that pitch is inside, but called a strike to count at 0-1. Being a sidearm pitcher means a different angle, and a lot of these batters have not seen a lot of sidearmers this season. Here comes the 0-1 check on Perez. He's back safely. But a sidearmer, usually a lot of movement in all their pitches. But because they have a lot of movement and they come at a very tough angle, it could mean a lot of walks or wild pitches. Here comes the 0-1 from Cleveland, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1, or now 0-2. The only other sidearm pitcher the Grizzlies have seen as a starter was Will Kempner with San Jose. Here comes the 0-2. And Bugarin, a little blooper out to right field, and the second baseman in Levy's there for the out. So two away now. And here comes the DH in Jake Snyder with a runner at first. Now, the reason why I know so much about being a sidearmer is because that's what I threw back when I played in high school and college baseball. And it's always fun to learn how these pitchers become sidearm because it's not normal. It's not a natural arm slot. As the first pitch is a called strike to Jake Snyder, the count at 0-1. So Tyler Cleveland, and usually you'll see sidearmers like Felix Ramirez, who used to pitch with the Grizzlies. Usually you're a reliever, not a starting pitcher like Cleveland. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a called time by Jake Snyder. A late time, but it's granted by the home plate umpire, so the count remains at 0-1. But Cleveland, a starting pitcher, and as we said, has made now 13 starts this year. As he takes on Jake Snyder with 2 outs here in the bottom of the second. Snyder, swing and a miss, quickly 0-2. Snyder last night, 3 for 3, reached base all 4 times. 2 RBI, he also had a double and 2 runs scored. Here comes the 0-2 now to Snyder. And a check again on Perez, he's back safely. With a head first dive. Jake Snyder, 5 RBI over his past 2 games. Including a career high 3 on Sunday at Lake Elsinore. Was a bases clearing triple. Here comes the 0-2 now to Snyder. And that is called strike three on the inner half of the plate. Tyler Cleveland has four strikeouts through two scoreless innings. We have the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning, 2-0 Modesto leads Fresno, as Colin Davis will lead things off against Anderson Pilar. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here on the top of the third, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, been a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-1-2 call in Davis, and that is outside. The count now at 2-1. Davis, 1-for-1 with a single back in the first inning. Modesto leads 2-0. Here comes the 2-1 now from Pilar, and that is fouled off by Davis. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As we talk a little bit more about Anderson Pilar, 6'2", 210 pounds. Spent his 2022 season with High A Spokane, going 5-3 with one save and a 4.16 ERA. While with the Indians, appeared in 30 games, 3 starts, tossed 62 and 2/3 innings, fanning 59. Here comes the 2-2 now to Colin Davis. And that is inside. The count now full 3-2. In 2021, he spent all season here with Fresno, going 6-0 with one save and a 1.61 ERA. Here comes the 3-2 now from Pilar, and that is a high chopper. The third baseman, Andy Perez. Perez's throw to first in time, and Davis is retired. 5-3 for the first out, as here comes the first baseman in Gabe Moncada. Pilar tossed 61 and 2/3 innings, fanning 57 at his time with the Grizzlies. His ERA led all Fresno pitchers with a minimum of 40 innings worked. His six wins were tied for the most by a Grizzlies pitcher as well. As the first pitch is low to Moncada, the count at 1-0. Moncada struck out swinging with the bases loaded back in the first inning. Now, Pilar began the season in 2021 with an 11-game scoreless streak, 13 and 1/3 innings of shutout baseball. That went from May 5th to June 11th. The count is 1-1 here to Gabe Moncada with one out here in the top of the third. There comes the pitch from the right-hander, and that is low. The count at 2 balls and a strike. And we talked about where he struck out a career-high 8 over 5 innings of work on August 8, 2021, and a spot started Visalia. A smoke delay. And Pilar got the ball as that ball is inside a little bit low. And the count now at 3 balls and 1 strike. The Grizzlies starting pitcher that day had started to warm up before the game was delayed due to smoke. And it was very dangerous according to the air quality index. Here comes the 3-1 and that is fouled off by Mankata. The count now at 3-2. So pitching coach Mark Brewer went to Pilar and said, all right, you get the ball. And Pilar did nothing else but dominate for 5 scoreless innings, striking out a career-high 8. And now back with the Grizzlies. And in his mind, wanting to stay healthy. He started the year with the ACO Rockies. Signed in 2015 out of the Dominican Republic. Here's the 3-2. High chopper to Messenger. Messenger's right there. He will tag the bag, and Mankata is retired. 3 unassisted for the second out, and here comes the third baseman in Josh Hood. A 2-RBI single back in the first inning. Pilar in 2019 was in rookie ball Grand Junction, and then from 2016 to 2018 spent his first 3 seasons in the Dominican Summer League, the DSL Rockies and DSL Colorado. Here comes the pitch, and that is a breaking ball down, and the third baseman Perez can't make the play in a shallow left field, rounding first and a second. Here's the throw. It is in time, and he is out at second. What a throw from the shortstop, Jorge, to the second baseman Baylor, and that ends the inning. Hood will be credited with a single. So the 4th hit for Modesto, but then it goes 5 off the glove of Perez. Then the shortstop Jorge to the second baseman Baylor on the tag and the putout to end the inning. We had the bomb in the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 2-0, Modesto leads Fresno, as Parker Kelly will lead things off for the Grizzlies. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. As Parker Kelly looks to bunt, and Cleveland off the mound makes the play. It will go P1 on the pop-up on the bunt attempt, and Kelly is retired. So first out of the inning, here comes the left fielder and E.J. Andrews Jr. But again, they are your one-stop shop, Express Furniture Rental. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. As that is a called strike to Andrews Jr., the first ball to the backstop. Count at 1-1. Here comes the pitch from Cleveland. And a check swing just high and outside. The count now at 2 balls and a strike. here in the bottom of the third. 2-0, Modesto leads Fresno. Here comes the 2-1, and that is again outside by Cleveland. The count now at 3-0. Here comes the 3-1 offering now to Andrews Jr., and that is a called strike, and now the count full, 3-2 from Tyler Cleveland, who is from Sheridan High School in Arkansas, as that pitch is fouled off. Born in Little Rock, went to school at Sheridan High School in Arkansas, an All-State selection in 2017 Cleveland, and also in 2018, he was named the state most valuable player in 2017 as well. Here comes the 3-2, and a check swing, and it goes foul. Count remains at 3-2. One out here in the bottom of the third. Here's the 3-2 to Andrews Jr., and that's a fly ball out to left center field. This is playable, though, and it will be caught by the center fielder, Curtis Washington Jr., on the run. So two outs now, and here comes the shortstop in Dion Jorge, 0-for-1. He was a strikeout victim back in the first inning from Tyler Cleveland. He was on the state championship team in 2015 and 2017 in high school before heading over to Central Arkansas as the pitch is fouled off by Jorge, the count at 0-1. He was the Bears' closer, made a team-high 23 appearances, one start in 2021. Here comes the 0-1, and that is outside. The count now 1-1. Pitched in the Southland Conference, was a relief pitcher of the year. Now in the rotation in his pro baseball. That's a line drive to right field. It's going to be a long run, and the ball gets down into right field. Jorge looking for two. Here's the throw. It is offline, and Jorge has a double. A two-out double for Dion Jorge. The second hit for Fresno, and the top two hit streaks for the Grizzlies continue. Jorge now at 9 games. Andy Perez had a single earlier to extend his to 8 games. Jorge has now reached base successfully in all 11 games since he has joined the Grizzlies. Has a hit in 10 of the 11 of them. The other one he had to walk to reach base successfully. So now here's Brian Bettencourt with 2 outs and a runner at second. 2-0 Modesto leads Fresno. Some life here for the Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch from Bettencourt, and that is swung on and missed on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. That was the slider there from Cleveland. Disgusting pitch on the inside part of the plate. Here comes the 0-1 from the side armor. Comes set. Here comes the pitch. And that is a fly ball. That is in the third base side, and it will go foul. The count now at 0-2. From Tyler Cleveland. Hopefully we can get Cleveland on a pregame at some point this season. It would be a lot of fun to talk to the Central Arkansas product. Count 0-2 to Bettencourt. He grounded out his first time. Here comes the 0-2. And that is a high chopper, and it goes foul down the right field line. The first base coach for the Grizzlies is Steve Solis. He's their manager. Over at third base, the Grizzlies bench coach and Cesar Galvez. Count 0-2, two outs here in the bottom of the third. Runner at second for Fresno and Dion Jorge. Here comes the 0-2 to Bettencourt. And it is just outside. The count at 1-2. That looked like the changeup there from Cleveland. Count of 1-2. Cleveland sinker, slider, changeup. A lot of movement. Here comes the 1-2. And that is fouled off by Bettencourt at the last second. And the catcher, Levins, couldn't hold on to it. Count remains at 1-2. The Grizzlies, they're wearing their white unis, white cap, red bill. The Modesto Nuts wearing their black jerseys with Modesto written across the front. Black cap, black bill. Here's the 1-2, and that is low. Good eye from Bettencourt. The count now at 2-2. Modesto will wear these uniforms the majority of this series. They will go to their teal Mariners jerseys on Sunday. The Grizzlies last night wearing their Valley tribute, now in their whites. Here comes the 2-2 to Betancourt. And it's inside. He gets out of the way, and the count full. That ball had a lot of late action to it and almost got Betancourt in the inside part of the plate. The count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Cleveland looking for the punch out of Betancourt, Betancourt would love to give the Grizzlies their first run of the game. Here's the 3-2, and that is a little blooper, and that's going to stay on the infield. The third baseman in Hood is there, and he will make the catch to end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty in the third. We head to the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0. Modesto leads Fresno as Anderson Pilar will take on Tatum Levins to lead things off. Levins 0-for-1, a strikeout back in the first inning. As Pilar gets ready, he will work from the stretch once again. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And that's a high chopper to the second baseman, Baylor. Baylor scoops it up over to first in time. Nice play from Baylor. It goes 4-3, one out. And here comes DH Milcar Perez, who bounced out to Baylor back in the first inning. As the Grizzlies and Nuts continuing their six-game series tonight at Chancey Park, the third of 5 regular season series between the clubs in 2023, and the first meeting here in Fresno. As Pilar will come set, here comes his pitch. And it's outside, the count at 1-0. Top of the fourth, 2-0, Modesto leads Fresno. In 3 years, the Grizzlies have won 34 of the 62 matchups against the Nuts. The Grizzlies and the Nuts now part of the same league for the first time since 1988. As that's a called strike, the count now at 1-1. At that time, Modesto was affiliated with the Athletics and were named the A's, while the Grizzlies were the Fresno Suns and were playing independently. As that pitch is lined down the right field line, but just foul. The count now at 1-2. Now the Modesto Nuts are associated with the Seattle Mariners organization. And prior to their ties with the Mariners, they were partnered with the Colorado Rockies, who of course are now the Grizzlies affiliate team. The two cities are 96 miles away from one another if you drive by car, following the California 99 route. Fresno and Modesto are about an hour and 32 minutes apart if you drive nonstop. Here's the 1-2, and that is just outside and a little bit low. The count now at 2-2. And the halfway point between both cities is Planada, California. I couldn't tell you one thing that's in Planada. Here comes the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. And that is called strike 3. Good spot, and Betancourt places it perfectly. 2 outs now. That is the 4th strikeout for Pillar. As here comes the second baseman in Justin Lavey. Lavey 0 for 1, a strikeout back in the second inning. As the Grizzlies and Nuts continuing their rivalry. The Grizzlies have won 6 in a row, though, against Modesto, as that's a called strike. They counted 0-1. And before that 6-game win streak, Fresno and Modesto were pretty much .500 against one another since 2021. Here comes the 0-1 from Lavey, and that's a fly ball out to right field. Parker Kelly is there. He will make the catch, and Anderson Pillar, a 1-2-3 top of the fourth. We had the bottom half. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get a low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
It's the Chuck Chancy Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChancyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0 Modesto leads Fresno. Tyler Cleveland will battle Skyler Messenger, is 0-for-1 this evening. Cleveland, the side armor, gets ready. Here comes the pitch. And Messenger swinging and a miss. The count at 0-1. Manco Abbott and Lou Provence apartment homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Here's the pitch and line drive out to right field. This is playable, though, for the right fielder in Knight, and he makes the play for the out. Messenger now 0-for-2. As here comes the second baseman in Jamari Baylor, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2- bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover their provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minko Abbott and Lou Provence Apartment Homes, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzly here in the bottom of the fourth. As Baylor, back-to-back balls thrown to him, the count at 2 balls and no strikes. Here comes the 2-0 now to Baylor. And that is inside, almost hits him. The count now at 3-0. Again, we'd like to thank Minko Abbott and Lou Provence Apartment Homes for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 3-0 to Baylor. That is outside, ball 4, a 1-out walk. None of those pitches close to Baylor. That is the first walk issued by Cleveland. As here comes the third baseman, Andy Perez, 1-for-1 with a single. That was out to right field. Runner at first. Here comes the pitch to Andy Perez. There goes Baylor. That pitch is inside. The throw to second. And Baylor has himself a stolen base. As the catcher in Levin's trying to say that Andy Perez got in the way of him. Perez, the check swing on a pitch inside. Baylor took off on the play. Jamari Baylor has himself a stolen base. So runner at second with one out. The count is 1-0. Good tag applied as well by the shortstop Arroyo, but not in time. Here comes the 1-0 now to Perez, and it's inside. The count now at 2-0. And Baylor doesn't steal a lot of bases. That's only his 6th stolen base in 7 attempts this season. That's a count now 2-0 here to Andy Perez. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count now at 2-1. From the righty and Tyler Cleveland. Here in the bottom of the 4th, here comes the 2-1 now to Perez. And that is inside. Now 3-1 as Cleveland's slider misses. Runner at second with one out. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. We'll also give you some upcoming promotions. Here comes the 3-1. And Perez looks to bunt. He puts it down right in front where the catcher is, and he is out at first base. Great job by the catcher. Levins making the play. Perez trying to sneak his way on. But Baylor advances to third on the sack bunt. It goes 2-3 on the sack bunt. So two outs now. Runner at third, and here's the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin, who is 0-1 with a pop-up. Here comes the pitch, and that is a little bit low to Bugarin. The count at 1-0. Bugarin, a very dangerous hitter, has at least one RBI, as that is fouled off. The count at 1-1 in 13 of his last 17 games. He has 26 RBI in that span as well, which includes 6 against these Modesto Nuts. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike. It's now 1-2 as that ball clips the outside part of the plate. So Perez out on the sack bunt and went 2-3. So now runner at third with two outs, and Bugarin with 2 strikes going to try to battle, as that's a little blooper. Out to right field, Moncada racing back, and he will make the catch to end the inning. Tyler Cleveland, 4 scoreless innings so far. We head to the 5th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the 5th inning, 2-0. Fresno trails Modesto, as Curtis Washington Jr. will lead things off against Anderson Pilar. Washington Jr. 0-1. A ground out back to Pilar. Here comes the first pitch. And it's a line drive out to right field. Kelly racing back, and he will make the play. Washington Jr., a big rip, comes up empty. It goes L9 for the first out, as here comes the right fielder in Bill Knight. Knight, a hit by pitch, a walk, two stolen bases and a run so far, as he battles Anderson Pilar here in the top of the fifth inning. Glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball here at Chicchansey Park. Nice crowd on hand. Here's the pitch. That's outside. The count at 1-0. Starting to get dark here at Chicchansey Park. Lights on. Great crowd for Wednesday night baseball. Game 2 of 6 between California League North Division foes. Here's the 1-0, and that is inside. And the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. As Pilar will come set, here comes the 2-0. And it's fouled off by Knight, and the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Bill Knight from Mercer. Knight was drafted in the 10th round in 2022 by the Mariners. Here's the 2-1. It is low. The count at 3 balls and a strike. He was recalled to Modesto after Gabriel Gonzalez was promoted to High A Everett. Here comes the 3-1. And that's a fly ball out to center field. Boo Green on his horse. He won't get there. He'll go all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Knight. Knight will head to third initially. Now back to second, the tag. And it was just late, as Messenger was going right behind Knight as he was running towards second. So a one-out double for Bill Knight, who's reached base all 3 times now. And that's now 5 hits for Modesto. So 1 out, runner at second. And here's Michael Arroyo, 1 for 2, a single and a run. The center fielder Bouguereau looked like initially he had a chance to make a play, and the ball went over his head. As Pilar now at 4 1/3 innings at 68 pitches. Here's the pitch outside. The count at 1 ball and no strike. Here in the top of the fifth. Beautiful night here at Chicchansey Park. 324 to left field. 385 to left center, where there's a grassy berm just beyond that 385. A pool as well, where fans are enjoying a very warm evening. 100 degrees at first pitch. And a big video board out in left center field as well. It is 400 to dead center. Let's count now 2-0 to Arroyo. Here comes the pitch from Pilar. Looks back, Knight at second. Here it is. And it's inside. Did it hit Arroyo? And I think it did. And Arroyo will head down to first base on the second hit by pitch by Pilar. So now runners at first and second with one out for Colin Davis, who's 1 for 2, a single back in the first. If you continue to go down the wall, you'll see that manual scoreboard out in right center field. And then all the way down to the short porch in right field, it's 335 with a little grassy berm where some fans are enjoying some action. The Splash Park presented by Community Medical Center is just beyond that right field wall. We also have the Fresno Social down the left field line. The Fresno Social right near that Modesto Nuts and the visiting bullpen. Here comes the pitch from Pilar. That's outside of Davis. The count at 1-0. Modesto on the third base side. The Grizzlies, of course, on the first base side. And their bullpen down the right field line. Here comes the 1-0 now to Davis. And that is fouled off. And the count at 1-1. And I think it almost hit Cesar Galvez. But it's skedaddle out of the way. Down to 1 ball and 1 strike. Good crowd on hand, enjoying some great in-game entertainment, enjoying a great night at the ballpark. It's the Grizzlies trail 2-0 here in the fifth inning. Here's the 1-1, swung on and missed now, 1-2 here to Davis. Davis 1 for 2. As the Grizzlies trying to come back and win another game. They've won 6 in a row against Modesto, the best record in the second half in minor league baseball at 16-3 Here's the 1-2 and a little ground ball. This could be 2-6-4, and that is a little high for Messenger as Davis will reach. Knight up to third base. Arroyo is out on the fielder's choice. Davis will reach. It will go 6-4. Davis, great speed. That was a little slow on the ground ball. It was going to be a tough turn in general. As now action, it's Braxton Hyde down the pen for Fresno. So now runners at first and third with two outs, and Gabe Moncada, who's 0-2, strides to the plate. Here comes the first pitch from Pilar, and that is a called strike. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate from Pilar. That fastball reaching at 92 miles per hour. Good cutting action. Here comes the 0-1 now to Moncada. And that is swung on a miss down in the dirt, and a great stop from Bryant Betancourt with a runner at third. That is a big block. The count now at 0-2. Stay tuned. We'll give you some promotions that are coming up later in this homestand. Still a lot of chances to watch your Fresno Grizzlies and hopefully postseason as well. Here comes the 0-2 now to Moncada. And it's outside. The count at 1-2. Looked like he went to the changeup there. Runners at first and third. Two outs. 2-0. Modesto leads Fresno here in the top of the fifth. Also stay tuned for scores around the California League. Stockton, San Jose finishing up this afternoon. Here comes the 1-2. There goes the runner. That pitch is outside. The throw to second, not in time. Now coming home, and they got him! No! Betancourt couldn't hold on to the ball, and that will score Bill Knight. Looked like Modesto was working a double steal situation. Davis steals second. The ball was cut off by the shortstop, Jorge, who threw the ball to the catcher, Betancourt. And Betancourt couldn't hold on to it. Therefore, Knight steals home. And that is a run. So now runner at second with two outs. 3-0 Modesto. Here's the pitch, and that is just outside. And the count now full here to Moncada. The Grizzlies have now allowed 4 stolen bases, which is tied for the most this season in a single game. And we're only in the fifth inning. Here comes the 3-2 now. And that is fouled off by Moncada as he stays alive here. Down at 3-2. Here comes the payoff pitch. And it is called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. And Moncada is retired. 5 Ks now for Pilar. But Modesto adds another run. They lead 3-0. Grizzlies Bassaniga going. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With
24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, 3-0. The Modesto Nuts lead the Fresno Grizzlies, as Jake Snyder will lead things off against Tyler Cleveland, who has four scoreless innings of work, as Parker T. Bear was just ejected by field umpire David Sabal. Parker T. Bear, what are you doing? As Jake Snyder will battle Tyler Cleveland. Here's the first pitch, and that is low for a ball. To count it, one ball and no strikes here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Grizzlies need to get the offense going. Here comes the pitch from Cleveland inside. The count now at two balls and no strikes. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 2-0, and Snyder, fly ball out to center field, and Washington Jr. is there. He will make the catch for the first out. F8, as here comes the right fielder in Parker Kelly. Again, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. That's a cold strike to Parker Kelly. The count at 0-1. And we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. As that's a fly ball to right field, and it's dropping quickly. And that's a base hit, as Knight couldn't get there. And Parker Kelly has the third hit for Fresno, all to right field. So a one out single. And Fresno will bring up left fielder E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 0-1. So third hit for Fresno here in the bottom of the fifth now. Here comes the pitch from Cleveland. That's outside. The count at 1-0. As action back in the Fresno pen, it looks like it's Braxton Hyde getting loose. Here comes the 1-0 to Andrews Jr. And that is outside. The count now at two balls and no strikes. Runner first is Kelly. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. It is Braxton Hyde. Here comes the 2-0 to Andrews Jr. Way outside, and it gets to the backstop. Kelly up to second base. That was a wild pitch from Cleveland. The count now at 3-0, and people may not realize this, but being a sidearm pitcher is a lot of core work. And right there, it looked like Cleveland opened up way more than he wanted to. Here's the replay on Bally Live if you're watching, and Cleveland looks like he just pulled that ball. The count now at 3-0, runner at second here with one out. After the mound visit between Levins and Cleveland. And the Grizzlies trying to get something going offensively. They throw 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 3-1. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate at 79 miles per hour from Cleveland. Another thing about sidearmers, you may not throw as hard as your main over-the-top guy. As here comes the 3-1, and that is a line drive out to left field, but playing perfectly is Davis for the out. Two away now, and here comes the shortstop and Dion Jorge, 1-for-2, a double back in the third. As Jorge trying to give the Grizzlies their first run of the game, Parker Kelly standing at second. Kelly, a lot of runs this season. On a 1-2. Here's the first pitch. There's two outs. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-0. Jorge batting 364 and 859 OPS. No homers. Six RBI. Here's the pitch, and that is a high chopper right to the third baseman Hood. The throw to first in time, and that ends the inning. Tyler Cleveland has five scoreless innings. We had the top of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 3-0 Modesto leads Fresno as Braxton Hyde will take over on the mound for Anderson Pilar, who ties his career high with five innings of work. He allowed three runs, all earned, on five hits, one walk. He also hit two batters and struck out five. First pitch is a ground ball from Josh Hood to the second baseman Baylor. Baylor over to first in time. It goes 4-3, and for the first time tonight, Hood is retired. He's now 2-for-3 with two RBI. As up comes Tatum Levins, 0-for-2, the catcher, against Braxton Hyde. Hyde appearing in his 23rd game, all out of the bullpen. A 3-1 record, a 6.12 ERA for the right-hander. Here comes the pitch from Hyde, and that is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Braxton Hyde is 6'3", 195 pounds, 22 years old from Liberal, Kansas. The 0-1 runs outside. The count now at 1-1. A 14th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 at a Butler Community College. Here comes the 1-1. That is high for a ball. The count now at 2-1. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Here's the 2-2. It runs outside. The count now full to Levins. Three balls and two strikes. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. As Hyde looking for the strikeout. Here comes the 3-2. And that is a one bouncer up the middle. A base hit as Levins has a one out single. And that will bring up Milcar Perez, the DH, here in the top of the sixth. So Levins the single. That is the sixth hit now for Modesto. Now Milcar Perez, who's 0-for-2 with a backwards strikeout in the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And that's a ground ball. This could be 2, 4, 6, 3, a double play. And Braxton Hyde is out of the inning. Let's go hit. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN Radio.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives.
Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-0 Modesto leads Fresno as Bryant Betancourt, who's 0-2, will lead things off against a new Modesto Nuts pitcher, right-hander Gabriel Sosa takes over. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander Sosa. It's outside, the count at 1-0. Tyler Cleveland, 5 scoreless innings, allowed 3 hits and a walk. He struck out 4. And the sidearm are in line for the win as he gives the ball now to the bullpen. Here comes the 1-0 now to Sosa. And it's a line drive foul down the right field line. The count now at 1-1. Sosa is 6'2", 182 pounds, 22 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international and drafted free agent in 2019. Count of 1-1 as Sosa will come set. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and that is outside. And the count now at 2-2. Here in the bottom of the sixth, Sosa appearing in his 20th game, a 3-1 record, a 5.55 ERA. As Betancourt line drive out to left center field, long run, it's still going, and it's caught by the left fielder on the run in Davis. First out of the inning, here comes the first baseman in Skyler Messenger, 0-2. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Boston House of Pizza for providing tonight's press box food. Boston House of Pizza is now open in Fresno on North Cedar Avenue. Experience their Eastern-style pizza, sandwiches, and more. You can give them a call at 559-449-3880 for all your Boston House of Pizza needs. As Messenger swings and misses, the count at 0-1. We'd like to thank Boston House of Pizza, 559-449-3880. A proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's Press Box Food. Here comes the pitch to Messenger, swung on a miss, quickly 0-2. And Messenger trying to get on the Grizzlies. Very quiet tonight, only 3 hits and 1 walk. Here comes the 0-2 now to Messenger. From the righty, Sosa. And in the dirt, the count now at 1-2. Let's give you some scores around the California League. Let's start with the game in Visalia, where Inland Empire leads 2-0 in the top of the sixth inning. A run in the second, a run in the fifth for the 66ers. Here comes the 1-2 to Messenger. Check swing. It's outside. The count now at 2-2. One extra base hit for Inland Empire. They have 5 hits overall. Ricardo Yon got the start for Visalia. Left after an inning and 2/3. And then all bullpen since for the Rawhide. As that pitch is outside. 3-2 now to Messenger. On the other side, Mason Albright, who's the reigning California League pitcher of the week. He has 5 scoreless innings, 4 hits, and 5 strikeouts. I think the left-hander has figured it out. As here comes the 3-2, and that ball is lined foul. We'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Let's head over to Lake Elsinore, where the Quakes lead the Storm 3-2. That's in the top of the 8th inning. Rancho Cucamonga, 2 runs in the 4th, another run in the 6th inning. A lot of doubles for the Quakes as the 3-2 is outside, and he did go around, and Messenger is out. He thought he walked right there. He was heading down to first base. Instead, it's a backward strikeout for the second out of the inning. And here comes the second baseman, Jamari Baylor, who's 0-for-1 with a walk and stolen base. Back to the Quakes. So the Quakes have 9 hits, 3 doubles so far. As the first pitch to Baylor is high, the count at 1-0. Lake Elsinore, a couple doubles, including Ethan Salas and Samuel Zavala. As they trail 3-2, they had a walk-off win last night thanks to Ethan Salas. Here comes the 1-0, as that is outside of Baylor. Count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Finally, let's head over to the game that's already over, as San Jose beats Stockton 6-3. San Jose wins the first 2 games of the series. Manuel Mercedes now 2-3. He had the win. The loss to Wander Guante as Baylor fouls it off. The count now at 2-1. Guante is 1-5 on the year, and the save to Cameron Cotter, his first of the season. San Jose had 11 hits, including a home run, a 2-run shot from Andrew Cachel, the former Fresno State Bulldog, and Tanner Otremba, a 3-run homer, as Baylor fouls off another. The count at 2-2. Henry Bolte had the home run for Stockton. They scored 2 runs in the 9th, but couldn't come back to beat the Giants. So the Giants win 6-3, and now San Jose in second place here in the second half. Here comes the 2-2 to Baylor inside. The count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Our score here, 3-0 here in the bottom of the 6th. The Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts. Jamari Baylor at the plate, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. And that is line foul from Baylor down the right field line. We'll do it again at 3-2. The Grizzlies hold an 8.5-game lead over San Jose, 9.5 over Stockton, and 9 games over Modesto. The Grizzlies at 16-3 in the second half. Here comes the 3-2, and it's a chopper to the shortstop. Arroyo picks it up over to first in time, and a 1-2-3 inning for Gabriel Sosa. We had the 7th. The Grizzlies trail the Nuts 3-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN Radio.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the 7th inning, 3-0. The Modesto Nuts lead the Fresno Grizzlies. As Justin Lavey's 0-for-2 will battle Braxton Hyde, who's back out for his second inning of work. Left-hander now in the pen for Modesto. Here's the pitch from Hyde. High to Lavey. The count at 1-0 here in the top of the 7th inning. The Grizzlies will have to have another comeback win in the 7th inning or later for tonight. Here comes the 1-0 from Hyde. Ground ball. Base hit to right field. Past the second baseman in Baylor. So Levy, a leadoff single. And for Modesto, that is their seventh hit. As here comes Curtis Washington Jr., 0 for 2. A lineout back in the fifth inning. Against Braxton Hyde. Let's give you some promotions that will happen later on in this homestand. Tonight it's What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park. Here comes the pitch from Braxton Hyde. And a bunt attempt by Washington Jr. His only play is to first, and it's in time. That was close as Levy up to second. It goes 1-2-3 on the sack bunt. One out runner at second for Bill Knight, who has reached base three times. An RBI, or actually it was a double. He has two runs as well back in the fifth inning. But What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park. Two reserve tickets, two Island Water Park tickets, valid Monday through Thursday. Two hot dogs and two sodas. Over a $120 value for just $34. As the first pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. Tomorrow night for game 3 of 6 between Modesto and Fresno. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch. It's Tioga Thursdays and 90s night. Two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. As that pitch is inside, the count now at 2-0. It's also 90s night, where all your throwback 90s gear should be a great night at the ballpark. Again, 6:50 p.m. first pitch. On Friday, July 21st, it's 80s night, continuing decades weekend. As that pitch is fouled off, the count at 2-1. We'll also have Friday night fireworks presented by Hotel Piccadilly. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch for game 4 of 6 between Modesto and Fresno. Again, wear all your throwback 80s gear. And again, Friday night fireworks presented by Hotel Piccadilly. Here comes the 2-1, and a check on the runner back at second safely is Levy. Count remains at 2-1 here to Bill Knight. We'll also have some taco trucks on Friday and Saturday. We're on Saturday, July 22nd for game 5 of 6 between Fresno and Modesto. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch for 70s night and Low Riders Day Fresno night. As that pitch is fouled off by Knight, the count now at 2-2. The Grizzlies will be wearing their Copa de la Diversión uniforms, the Low Riders Day Fresno. And then 70s night, wear all your throwback 70s gear. I know a lot of people are excited for that night on social media. And finally, wrap up the series on Sunday, July 23rd. As that is a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. And Knight is out on strikes. Big strikeout for Braxton Hyde. That's his first strikeout of the evening, second out of the inning. And here's the shortstop, Michael Arroyo. A single and a run back in the first inning. He was hit by a pitch in the fifth. So on Sunday, July 23rd, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. Join us for a pregame catch on the field from 4:05 p.m. as that's a line drive to center field. That ball is caught on the run by Jesus Bugarin to end the inning. We'll talk about pregame catch and what you expect on Sunday, July 23rd. It's time to stretch here at Chancy Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Life app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN Radio.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, basis.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 3-0 as Holden Laws, the left-hander, takes over for Gabriel Sosa. And the first pitch is low to Perez, the count at 1-0. Sosa, a 1-2-3 sixth inning with one strikeout as well. As now Holden Laws, the left-hander. Here comes the pitch and a breaking ball low. The count at 2-0 to Perez. Perez is 1-for-1. A sack bunt in his last at-bat. He singled in the second inning, one of three Grizzlies hits. As that's a fly ball out to right center field, and that ball gets down. Perez will reach base. He's looking for extra bases. He's headed to third, and they will stop him there. Andy Perez, a leadoff triple, and the Grizzlies are in business. The fans are getting excited here at Chuck Chancey Park. A leadoff triple for Andy Perez. Runner at third, no one down for Jesus Bouguereau. So Bouguereau now 0-for-2, but Andy Perez another two hits, his fourth triple of the season. An eight-game hit streak for Perez. Now the Grizzlies looking to score here. Here's the pitch and a line drive, base hit to left field, and it's 3-1. And just like that, the Grizzlies on the board. Jesus Bouguereau, the RBI single. Perez comes in to score, back-to-back hits, and the Grizzlies are on the board in their most productive inning of the season. The Grizzlies in the seventh inning are like peanut butter and jelly. It goes back and forth. The Grizzlies have now scored 80 runs here in the seventh. As here's Jake Snyder now. And that is a line drive. Base hit to right field. That ball gets down. Up to second, Bouguereau. And Snyder 1-for-3. Three hits in a row. So now runners at first and second, no outs. And here's Parker Kelly, 1-for-2. The Grizzlies now the seventh inning, their most productive this season. This season, Fresno has scored 77 runs. I said 80 was 77, as there will be a mound visit here by pitching coach Jake Witt. Either way, the seventh inning most productive for Fresno here in 2023. The Grizzlies have scored 38% of their runs in innings 7-9. One of our keys to the game as well. The Grizzlies need to score late and score often. And that's what they need to do tonight for a win. It's now 3-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. And Jesus Bouguereau with that RBI is 27 over his last 18 games. And he has a knock in 14 of those 18 contests. So now runners at first and second. No outs for Parker Kelly. 3-1 Modesto now. As the Grizzlies trying to get something put together against Holden Laws. And now Parker Kelly to the dish. A right-hander starts to loosen down for Modesto. Davis Palermo in the Grizzlies bullpen. Now Parker Kelly 1-for-2. He's got two homers, 15 RBI on the season. The former Texas Tech product. As the fans getting going. Here comes the first pitch from Holden Laws. And a bunt attempt from Kelly, and it is foul. And the count at 0-1. Holden Laws is 6'2", 166 pounds. He's from Durham, North Carolina. Drafted in the 16th round in 2018 by the Mariners. Last year split time between Modesto and rookie ball ACL. Here comes the 0-1 now to Kelly. There goes the runners as Kelly fouls it off right into the catcher, Levins. That does not feel good in the count at 0-2. Stefan Wraith in the pen for Modesto. The count now 0-2 here to Parker Kelly. Runners at first and second, no outs. And Grizzlies trying to get something going here in the seventh inning. One of our other keys to the game, we wanted Pilar to go five innings. He did so. And the Grizzlies, if they can score more than three runs, are very successful. They trail 3-1 here in the seventh inning. Here comes the 0-2 now to Parker Kelly from Holden Laws. And that is swung on and missed. Good pitch, and Kelly down on strikes. First strikeout of the inning, first out of the inning. And here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. Runners at first and second with one out. Back to our promotions, though, on Sunday, July 23rd. It's a Save March Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. A 5.05 p.m. first pitch to wrap up this six-game series against Modesto. Here comes the pitch to E.J. Andrews Jr., and that's a called strike, the count at 0-1. Join us for pregame catch on the field from 4.05 p.m. to 4.35 p.m. Then stay for a Save March Sunday, and join us postgame for kids who run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. Here comes the 0-1, and that is just high. The count now at 1-1. Again, tickets available for all these games and for the rest of the season at FresnoGrizzlies.com on our website. You can also give us a call or come on down to the Cherchancy Park box office. Here comes the 1-1 to Andrews Jr. And that's a base hit to center field up the middle. Rounding third, heading home is Boo Green. It's now 3-2. E.J. Andrews Jr., the RBI single. Up to second goes Snyder. He will stop there. And Andrews Jr., the RBI single. Four hits this inning, two runs as well. With one out, runners at first and second. Here comes Dion Jorge. And that will do it for Holden Laws. We'll have a pitching change as Stefan Wraith will come in. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be right back.
Treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the seventh still, 3-2. Modesto leads Fresno, but the Grizzlies runners at first and second with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. And Dion Jorge to the plate. The Grizzlies two runs on four hits this inning so far. As Stefan Wraith will now pitch for the Modesto Nuts. Snyder at second, Andrews Jr. at first. Here comes the pitch to Jorge, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 from the right-hander, Stefan Wraith. Stefan Wraith, wears number 37 on the back of his black jersey. Count of no balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch, and a check swing from Jorge, and the count now at 0-2. Jorge's 1-for-3, a double back in the third inning. Against the right-hander Wraith, who is 6'1", 180 pounds, 22 years old from Lafayette, California, a 17th round draft pick by the Mariners in 2022. Here comes the 0-2 now to Jorge. And that is a little blooper in a right field, and it gets down! That will advance every batter to another base, and the bases are loaded for Bryant Betancourt. Jorge 2-for-4 now, a single to right, Snyder to third, Andrews Jr. to second. Fresno, five hits this inning. And with only one out, it's Bryant Betancourt, who's 0 for 3. The line is not done yet for Holden Laws. He's responsible for the runners at second and third. He allowed four hits. Frez only had three hits coming into this inning. Now five here in the frame. And now Bryant Betancourt. Here comes the pitch from Wraith. And Betancourt, fly ball to left field. This should be deep enough to score Snyder. And Snyder's going to race to the plate. Here's the throw. It's on line. And he is out at the plate to end the inning. Great throw from the left fielder, Colin Davis. And the Grizzlies do not score with the bases loaded and one out. The Grizzlies do score two runs, though. An RBI single from Boo Green, an RBI single from E.J. Andrews Jr. We head to the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 3-2, Modesto leads Fresno. It's Colin Davis, who's 1-for-3. We'll lead things off against the new pitcher for the Grizzlies, Davis Palermo, who appears in his 25th game, a 1-2 record, a 4.39 ERA for the right-hander. It'll be Davis, Moncada, and Hood here in the top of the eighth. The Grizzlies scoring two runs on five hits in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the pitch from Palermo to Davis, and it is outside. The count at 1-0. Palermo is 6'4", 200 pounds, 23 years old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Palermo, an 8th round draft pick, as that pitch is outside. The count at 2-0. An 8th round draft pick out of North Carolina by the Rockies in 2022. The former Tar Heel now into the contest. Here comes the pitch from Palermo, and that is low, and the count now at 3 balls and no strikes. So final line for right-hand pitcher Braxton Hyde, 2 scoreless innings, 2 hits, and 1 strikeout for the righty, as Palermo, the second pitcher out of the Grizzlies' bullpen. Here comes the 3-0, and that is outside, ball 4, and a leadoff walk to Davis. That is Palermo's 5th walk over his last 2 outings. As here comes the first baseman, Gabe Moncada, 0-for-3. As action now in the Grizzlies' pen, a right-hander starts to get loose. It's now Moncada to the dish. As Fresno trying to get back in this one, here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer for a mound visit. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit YellowDogGraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559 435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the eighth, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So action in the Grizzlies bullpen right now. Here in the top of the eighth inning, as Zach Agnew starts to loosen down for Fresno. Here in the top of the eighth. Here comes the pitch. Swung on a miss by Moncada. The count at 0-1. Nice crowd on hand for Wednesday night baseball. Game 2 of 6 between Fresno and Modesto. The Grizzlies winning 7-2 last night. They are trailing 3-2 tonight. Here's the 0-1, and that is inside. And the count now at 1-1. And the Grizzlies right now are playing a one-run game. The Grizzlies have played 39 of their 85 games within one or two runs. They are 24-15 in those contests. As that pitch is outside, the count now at 2-2 to Moncada. The Grizzlies are 12-4 at home in one-run games, 17-10 overall in one-run affairs. As here comes the 2-1 now, and a check on the runner. He's back safely. Count remains 2-1 to Moncada. The Grizzlies as well, in their 7 losses in their last 36 games, the Grizzlies have scored 2 runs in 5 of them. They're at 2 runs right now, as that's a called strike, and the count now at 2-2 to Moncada. As you can hear some fans trying to get in the head of the first baseman. 2-2. Runner at first. No outs here in the top of the eighth. Here comes the pitch from Palermo, and it's fouled off by Moncada, and we'll do it again with the same counts. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow, 90s night at the ballpark. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And a breaking ball outside, now full, 3-2. Updated scores in the California League. Rancho Cucamonga leads Lake Elsinore 6-2. They're in the top of the ninth. Inland Empire leads Visalia 3-0. The 66ers on a 5-game winning streak. The next road opponent for Fresno. They're in the bottom of the seventh. Here's a 3-2, and it's swung on and missed. And Moncada down on strikes. A big strikeout for Palermo. First out of the inning. And Moncada has gone down 3 times of the 7 by Modesto. As now here's Josh Hood, 2-for-3, a 2-RBI single back in the first inning. Runner at first with 1 out. Josh Hood batting 262. Here's the pitch from Palermo. That's a called strike. The count at 0-1. From Davis Palermo, wears number 38 on the back of his white jersey. No balls, 1-1. Here comes the pitch to Hood, and that is swung on and missed, and now 0-2. Good pitch down in the zone from Palermo. 0-2, Palermo, fastball, curveball, and I believe that was the splitter right there. Just disappeared off the table. Here comes the 0-2 from the right-hander, and it's going to hit Josh Hood, and I don't think Palermo wanted to do that. Up to second, Davis. A hit by pitch now. That's the third hit by pitch by Fresno pitching. So now runners at first and second with 1 out for Tatum Levins, who's 1-for-3, a single in the sixth inning. As manager Steve Solis trying to debate his options as Zach Agnew is in the pen. Back-to-back lefties no matter what, whether he throws Palermo or goes to Agnew. We're going to stick with Palermo, and here comes the first pitch. And that is swung on a miss, the count at 0-1. Good fastball by Palermo high in the zone at 93 miles per hour. Palermo from Chapel Hill, grew up going to Tar Heel games. Now on the West Coast, really, for the first time in his lifetime. Grew up in a baseball household. Went to a lot of games growing up as a kid. Here comes the 0-1, and that is fouled off, and now 0-2. And we've seen a plethora of players from North Carolina get drafted, pitchers and position players that have made it to the big leagues. One of the most notable that I can remember is Sky Bolt, an outfielder in the Athletics system. Came through with Las Vegas. Here comes the 0-2, and that is fouled off by Levens. The count remains at no balls and two strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to win tonight's game, looking for a comeback win. It would be their 16th comeback win in the seventh inning or later. This Grizzlies team is relentless. Here comes the 0-2 now to Tatum Levens. And that is swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Betancourt. Another big strikeout. Second strikeout for Palermo. Two outs now. And here's Milcar Perez. 0-for-3, hit into a double play his last at-bat. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate right there from Palermo. Two big strikeouts. As Palermo looking to get out of the jam, the Grizzlies still six outs to play with in this one. Here comes the pitch from Palermo as he looks back the runner. And that is swung on a miss. Good fastball elevated in the zone. The count at 0-1. 93 miles per hour from Palermo. Milcar Perez, second year with Modesto. The switch hitting infielder. Here comes the 0-1. And that is a called strike. Good pitch from Palermo in 94. And it's 0-2, and Palermo looking to get out of this mini jam. As the fans rooting hard right now here, Wednesday Night Baseball. Palermo will come set. Here comes the 0-2, and that is called strike three, and Palermo, big strikeout to end the inning. We had the bomb the eighth. The Grizzlies trail by one. Let's see if the comeback clause will come back tonight. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 3-2, the Modesto Nuts lead the Fresno Grizzlies. Skylar Messenger is 0-for-3, will lead things off against Stefan Wraith. The right-hander, two-thirds of an inning so far. Here comes the pitch to Messenger, and it is a called strike on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1 from the righty in Wraith. Messenger, two strikeouts and a flyout so far. No hits yet in this series. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a called strike, and now 0-2 to Messenger. Messenger batting 275, 9 homers, 49 RBI. Messenger has had a great past 2 months. The Grizzlies have done great as well, 11-2 in the month of July. Here comes the 0-2 now to Messenger. And that is fouled off, and we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. The Grizzlies, though, looking to come back in this one. Two runs in the seventh, looking for more runs here in the eighth. They scored four of them in last night's win. They trail 3-2. Here comes the 0-2 to Messenger. And that is outside. The count of one ball and two strikes from Stefan Wraith, the hard-throwing right-hander. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And that is called strike three. Good fastball down and away from Messenger. And he is down on strikes once again. First strikeout for Wraith. One out, and here comes the second baseman, Jamari Baylor, 0-2 with a walk and stolen base. From Stefan Wraith, who's 22 years old, went to Washington. Appearing in his 26th game out of the pen, he's got three saves this year. As the first pitch to Baylor is fouled off, the count at 0-1. An 0-1 record for Wraith, a 4.45 ERA for the right-hander. Against Jamari Baylor, Stefan Wraith bats from the left side, actually. Very unique. Has faced the Grizzlies a few times. Right-hander, great fastball, really good off-speed pitch. As he faces Jamari Baylor, here comes the 0-1 pitch to Baylor from Wraith. And that is high for a ball. And the count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies trying to come back and win once again. Here comes the 1-1. And that is fouled off by Baylor. The count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies, the best record in the second half among all minor league teams at 16-3. The Hickory Crawdads, the High A Texas Rangers, have the next best record at 14-4. As here comes the 1-2 to Jamari Baylor. Wraith will come set around the belt. Here comes the 1-2 to Baylor. And Baylor fouls it off, and it went off the catcher in Levins. That never feels good. Count remains at 1-2. To Jamari Baylor. In the bottom of the eighth inning. Glad you could join us. Beautiful night at the ballpark. One ball, two strikes. Baylor, seven homers on this season. Batting .316. Here comes the 1-2. And that is low ball two. And the count now at two balls and two strikes. Jamari Baylor was traded to the Rockies from the Phillies for cash considerations. And his first week with the Grizzlies was player of the week in the California League. Here comes the 2-2, and that is outside. Ball three, and the count now full to Baylor. And ever since that first week, Baylor's continued to hit the ball well. A couple Sundays ago, had the lone run of the game, a home run to dead center. Here comes the 3-2 now to Baylor. And it's outside, ball four, a one-out walk, and the Grizzlies have the tying run on. Second walk by Modesto pitching, and here comes Andy Perez, 2-for-2, a triple and a run in his last at-bat, got things going in the seventh inning. Andy Perez, another multi-hit game for him tonight. Perez this season has 22 multi-hit games, 17 two-hit games for Perez. Perez, only 19 years old, from Cuba. And they check on Baylor, and they almost got him. He was leaning. That was close. Baylor was taking his secondary. We have seen the Grizzlies be very aggressive on the base paths tonight. Both teams have, actually. Baylor already stole one base. Here's a pitch to Perez, and it is outside, but it called a strike. And the count at 0-1. I don't know about that one. Home plate umpire Nate Hall saying that it was a strike. The base umpire is David Sobol. Here comes the 0-1 to Perez. And Perez, little fly ball out to center field. This is playable, though, as Curtis Washington Jr. is there for the second out. Goes F8 as here comes Jesus Bugarin, an RBI single and a run back in the seventh. As the Grizzlies trying to get back into this one. Trailing 3-2 to Modesto. Another low-scoring game here at Chancy Park. The Grizzlies have not homered in back-to-back games. As they will check on Baylor. Baylor was pretty much on the bag. Raithers making sure that Baylor stayed close. Jesus Bugarin, a free-swinging center fielder. 8 homers on the year. He had a home run, the last one for Fresno. Here comes the pitch from Raith and Bugarin. Fly ball out to center field, and Washington Jr. is there, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies can't do much there in the eighth. We head to the top of the ninth. The Grizzlies trying to keep it at a one-run deficit. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 3-2 as Zach Agnos will take over for Davis Palermo. Justin Levy, who's 1-for-3, will lead things off. Zach Agnos, the Grizzlies closer, 6 feet, 210 pounds, 22 years old from Haymarket, Virginia. We're here at downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the ninth, 3-2. Modesto leads Fresno. The first pitch is a fly ball out to right center field. Parker Kelly is there, and he will make the catch. And just like that, one out. As Levy is retired, it goes F9. And here comes Curtis Washington Jr., 0-for-2 with a sack bunt. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chancy Goals 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Battle Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanceyGold.com. You must be 21. Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. Counts at 0-1. Here comes the pitch to Washington Jr. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. Good pitch down in the zone by Agnos. Down to no balls and two strikes. One out here in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies will have 7-8-9, the bottom of their lineup in the ninth inning. As there's action now in the Modesto bullpen. As that is swung on and missed, and Washington Jr. looked confused on that pitch from Agnos. Second out of the inning, first strikeout for Agnos. And here's Bill Knight, who had a double and two runs tonight. For Fresno pitching, by the way, that is 10 strikeouts. As here's Bill Knight, 1-for-2 with that double in the fifth. Here comes the pitch from Agnos, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Zach Agnos, 16 saves this season. Leads the California League. One away from tying himself for ninth all time, but he will not get a save tonight no matter what. As Nathaniel Garabitos, the hard-throwing right-hander, is in the pen for Modesto. Here comes the pitch, and that's inside for Agnos. The count now at 2-1. Agnos has had a great season so far for Fresno. The former two-way player at East Carolina. As that's a high chopper, the third baseman Perez, who backs up on it. The long throw, and it gets knifed by a step. A 1-2-3 inning for Agnos. It's time for the Grizzlies to walk it off. Come on back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50, available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies looking to walk it off against Modesto. They trail 3-2 to Modesto Nuts as Nathaniel Garabitos takes over on the mound. Jake Snyder, Parker Kelly, and E.J. Andrews Jr. here in the ninth inning, the bottom half of the Grizzlies lineup. Jake Snyder, 1-for-3, will lead things off against a hard-throwing right-hander in Nathaniel Garabitos. This guy can reach triple digits with the fastball. A returner to the Modesto bullpen in Garabitos. First pitch to Snyder is inside. The count at 1-0. Garabitos, 6 feet, 185 pounds. He's from Bonnie, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 1-0, and that is inside, and it's quickly 2-0 to Snyder. Garabitos signed as an international free agent by the Mariners in 2019. Went 2-1 last year with Modesto. Bonnie, Dominican Republic, the same area as former Grizzlies infielder Warming Bernabel. As that's inside, it's 3-0. Garabitos, 0-1, a 3.97 ERA. His 23rd game this season. Here's a 3-0 to Jake Snyder. Garabitos winds and deals. That's a called strike. The count at 3-1. As we said, the same area as former Grizzly infielder Warming Bernabel. As a 3-1 is low, ball 4 and a leadoff walk to Snyder. And the Grizzlies have the tying run on here. Third walk by Modesto pitching. And here's Parker Kelly. 1-for-3, a single back in the fifth inning. The question is, Jake Snyder has 16 stolen bases this year. Do you let him try to steal a base? Does Parker Kelly try to bunt here? Snyder 16-for-17 in stolen bases. Here's the pitch from Garabitos, and that's a called strike to Parker Kelly in the count at 0-1. 96 from Garabitos. Garabitos coming set around the belt. Here comes his 0-1 to Kelly. And that's a little blooper to right field, and that ball is foul. It's now 0-2 to Parker Kelly as E.J. Andrews Jr. awaits on deck. Kelly, two homers this year. The Grizzlies looking to walk it off. Fresno this season, they have six walk-off wins, most recently on July 4th. Here comes the 0-2 to Parker Kelly, and he fouls it off. Good pitch from Garabitos right at Kelly at 99 miles per hour. Garabitos probably the hardest throwing guy on both teams. Sometimes can get a little bit wild. His hat to the side, very similar to Fernando Rodney, the former Fresno Grizzly. As here comes the 0-2, and Kelly fouls it off again as he stays alive. The crowd is ready for a walk-off. The Grizzlies, they have done it multiple times this season. One run ties it. We could add to extras. Two runs would win it. Kelly has the power. He's got two homers this season. Here comes the 0-2, and Kelly fouls it off once again. Garabitos right at him at 99 miles per hour. If you're Kelly, just spoil pitch after pitch. The runner at first is Jake Snyder. We'll see if he takes off on the play. Here comes the 0-2, and that is off the glove, and Snyder will head to second. As the count's at 1-2, I believe that's going to be a pass ball to the catcher in Levins. As a bounce off his glove, it is a pass ball. As now Levins will talk to Garabitos, runner at second. The count at 1-2 now to Parker Kelly. So now the Grizzlies, what do you do here? Snyder's already gotten a scoring position. He's got the speed. A ball in the gap would score him easily. If you're Parker Kelly, try to battle as much as you can. Maybe get him to third. No balls, two strikes. Garabitos comes set. Here comes the 0-2, or 1-2, and it's outside. Two balls and two strikes. Garabitos, 101 miles per hour. But it was way outside. The count now at 2-2. Snyder at second base. Here comes the pitch from Garabitos to Kelly. And Kelly, fly ball out to shallow center field. And it is caught on the run by Washington Jr. showing the speed. And that is the first out of the inning. What a play from Washington Jr. Most balls in that spot in center field would drop. But Washington Jr.'s speed, he gets there for the out. Snyder stays at second. And now E.J. Andrews Jr.'s 1-for-3 will come to the plate. Great job from Kelly, though, working the count 8 pitches towards Garabitos. But now one out. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr., and he lines one foul. And the count at 0-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show as the Grizzlies trying to walk it off here. In the bottom of the ninth, the Grizzlies trailing 3-2. Here's the pitch. And that is high for a ball. The count of 1-1. Deion Jorge on deck. He's 2-for-4. Andrews Jr. just trying to extend the inning here. 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And that is high. And the count now at 2-0. 98 from Garabitos. Andrews Jr., 8 home runs. The former Fresno State Bulldog. Here comes the 2-1 to Andrews Jr., and that is way outside. It's now 3-1. If you're Garabitos, you just try to walk him here and set up a double play ball. Jorge's got great speed, but would be a great option if you're Modesto. If you leave a 3-1 pitch hanging, Andrews Jr. will pummel it. Here's the pitch, and that's a called strike, and Andrews Jr. not happy with that pitch at the knees. 98 from Garabitos. Good luck touching that one. The count now full as Andrews Jr. takes his time. Garabitos, good fastball right there. 3-2. Runner at second with one out. Here comes the 2-2. And it's high, ball four. It was 3-2. That's a walk to Andrews Jr. It was 3-2. Snyder stays at second. Andrews Jr. draws the second walk of the inning. Runners at first and second with one out as Jake Witt, the pitching coach, will come talk to Nathaniel Garabitos. The third base coach, Cesar Galvez, now talking to Dion Jorge, who is 2-for-4, a double and a single. Now Jorge struck out back in the first inning, and that was on 3 sliders. And if you're Garabitos, I know you have a fastball that can reach triple digits, but Jorge, a lot of trouble with that slider early on in the contest. As the Grizzlies fans trying to get going, hear this crowd now, California. A great crowd on hand. The Grizzlies looking for a walk-off win tonight. Runners at first and second with one out. The game-winning run is at first. The tying run is at second. As Garabitos will get a new baseball from home plate umpire Nate Hall. Dion Jorge, 2-for-4, batting .370 since joining Fresno. This is his hype song that's playing right now. Here comes the pitch to Jorge. And he looks at a pitch low, the count at 1-0. Bryant Betancourt on deck. 1-1, no strikes to Dion Jorge, the number 16 prospect in the Rockies system. Here comes the 1-0, and that is outside, ball 2. Garabitos, 85 on the slider. Jorge, 6'3", 170 pounds. He's 20 years old from Havana, Cuba. Here comes the 2-0 to Jorge. And he swings and misses, ball down in the zone. 2-1, 100 on the gun. So 2-1. Garabitos comes set. Here comes the 2-1 to Jorge, and Jorge fouls it off, and it's now 2-2. Jorge, 99 miles per hour from Garabitos, trying to stay on that pitch. 2-2. What does Garabitos throw him here? To go back to the slider. 2-2. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. And that is swung on and missed. Garabitos elevates a fastball at 100 miles per hour for the second out. First strikeout for Garabitos, and now it's down to Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt 0-for-4. He's flown out to left field in his back-to-back appearances. 2 outs, runners at first and second. 3-2, Modesto leads Fresno. Here's the pitch. And that is low for a ball to count at 1-0 as Skyler Messenger awaits on deck. The Grizzlies trying to walk it off here. Here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off by Betancourt. The count at 1-1. 97 miles per hour. With the righty on the mound, Bryant Betancourt being a lefty is the best solution here for Fresno. Here's the 1-1. And Betancourt ground ball to second, slowly hits the throw to first in time. And the Modesto Nuts beat the Fresno Grizzlies 3-2. And the Grizzlies drop their 8th game over their past 37. We'll be back with the post game right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free
from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's contest as your Fresno Grizzlies drop a 3-2 heartbreaker to the Modesto Nuts. Final lines, Modesto, they are now 42-44 overall, 8-12 in the second half. Fresno drops to 52-34, 16-4 in the second half. Modesto, 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors, they left 7 on. Fresno, 2 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. The winning pitcher is Tyler Cleveland. He is now 8-5. The loss to Anderson Pilar, he is 1-1. The first loss for Pilar in a Grizzlies uniform. And the save to Nathaniel Garabitos, his 3rd save of the season, or 2nd save of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 26 minutes. We're still waiting for tonight's attendance. As let's go through the scoring plays and the Nuts got out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning. Josh Hood, a bloop single to center field. Center fielder Jesus Bougreen never saw the ball off the bat. Scored Michael Arroyo and Bill Knight, who reached on a single and a hit by pitch. And then in the fifth inning, a double steal as Colin Davis stole second. Bill Knight scoring from third. Made it 3-0. Modesto, the Grizzlies, had an opportunity in the seventh, though. Five hits. They only scored two runs. A leadoff triple by Andy Perez. He would score on the RBI single from Jesus Bougreen. Bougreen would later score on an RBI single from E.J. Andrews Jr. At that point, it was 3-2 Fresno. Unfortunately, a double play with the runner Snyder thrown out at home to end the inning. The Grizzlies had a bases loaded and one-out situation, and they come up empty in that spot. They actually had a couple runners on in the eighth and the ninth as well. The Grizzlies, though, could not hold on to win tonight's game. Let's go through for both teams. Let's start with Modesto. Josh Hood, 2-for-3 with those two RBI. Bill Knight, the top of the lineup, reached base three times. He had a double and two runs scored as well. And also for Modesto, Michael Arroyo had a hit and run. On the other side for Fresno, a triple by Andy Perez, a double by Dion Jorge. Both batters, two hits to extend their hit streaks to eight and nine games, respectfully. Jamari Baylor walked twice as well. Bottom of the lineup had one hit apiece in Bougreen, Snyder, Kelly, and Andrews Jr. 2-3-4 in the Grizzlies lineup, though. No hits in tonight's contest. The Grizzlies offensively had eight hits overall. For Fresno pitching, Anderson Pilar picked up the loss after five innings of three-run ball. The Grizzlies' bullpen did not allow a run over four innings of work, despite a couple trouble innings. They allowed just two hits, one walk. They also had one hit by pitch. They struck out five batters. On their side for Modesto, starter Tyler Cleveland, the side armor, was fantastic. Five scoreless innings, allowed three hits and one walk. He struck out four. Gabriel Sosa, a clean inning of work. Holden Laws had a rough outing in the third of an inning. Stefan Wraith, 1 2/3 of scoreless baseball. He was fantastic. Nathaniel Garabitos picking up the save for Modesto. So Grizzlies and the Nuts have split the first two games of this series. Let's head to tomorrow for game three of six. It'll be 90s night and Tioga Thursdays, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch on July 20th. It'll be Modesto right-hand pitcher Darren Bowen, a 1-1 record at 5.27 ERA. He'll be battled by Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Connor Stain, who's expected to come off the injured list, a 5-4 record, a 5.52 ERA for Stain. So Bowen and Stain, two young prospects in the Mariners and Rockies systems. That will do it tonight, though. The Grizzlies fall 3-2. A big thank you to Verge for putting on tonight's game. We also thank our partners, Tochansi Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Boston House of Pizza, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Again, thank you to all of our partners. And for you, the fans listening, however you were listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN Radio. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. Celebrate.